Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Fulfill God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I tell you, brothers and sisters, God made us so much powerful. We are living in such a substandard place to what God intended mankind to be. And most of us just don't have a clue how powerful we are. Man, you have power to raise the dead on the inside of you. I can show you scriptures that say that, but it doesn't matter what the scriptures say or whether you can quote them or not. Have you seen yourself raising the dead? Have you seen yourself standing against the devil and overcoming? Can you see demons fleeing from you? They fled from Jesus. Do you see demons fleeing from you? See, you got to take the word you see this is not only what happened to them, it's what happened to you. You got to see yourself doing this. This is hope. And now you could take all of the scriptures on hope and talk about how powerful that is. That's just your imagination working. And I'm telling you, your imagination is a byproduct of whether you have truly put worth and value on the things of God and put it on Him and not on the things of this world. Whether or not you've been thankful. If you do those two things, your imagination will just come alive and you'll start seeing things differently than what you've ever seen them. And the next step, it says in Romans 1:21, if your imagination is vain, then your foolish heart is darkened. And that's talking about a hardened heart. I've got a teaching that goes along with that. And once your heart is hardened, man, you are separated from the life of God. Ephesians 4:18 again says that their understanding was darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the, what does that say? Through the blindness of their hearts, talking about a darkened heart. It's just progressive steps away from God. And sad to say, most American Christians live somewhere between steps 3 and 4. Their imagination is only seeing bad things. If the doctor tells you you're going to die, you say, no, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And then you start in your mind planning your funeral, seeing yourself dead, wondering, is anybody going to cry for me? What songs will they sing at my funeral? How are my kids going to... And that's what you see. And because of it, your foolish heart is darkened. We just aren't able to see. And I can't understand the Word of God because you're only reading it with your brain. You aren't letting God quicken your imagination and stuff. We are living on such a surface level. For you to get deeper, it's going to take time. It's going to take effort. You're going to have to start obeying God. You're going to have to get into the Word of God. You're going to have to glorify Him, be thankful, and your imagination will come alive. And you can get such a strong hope. You are so focused on your future and what God has promised you that you don't look to the right or to the left. You aren't like Peter, who looked off and saw the wind and the waves, but instead you stay on target. You stay on track. You're focused on God. I could go on and on. I hadn't got any more time tonight. But your imagination, it motivates you. As you think in your heart, that's the way that you are. Many of you don't have a focus. You aren't shooting at anything. You aren't going anywhere. There's nothing that you want to accomplish. Maybe you've already accomplished your goals. Maybe you already live in a nice house. Maybe you've already got retirement. You don't have to worry about anything and you're just coasting. Man, you'll get old in a hurry. You'll die quickly. You need to always have a vision out in front of you. You need to always have something going. Man, it makes my juices flow when God shows me that we're going to build this auditorium and we're going to do these things. And I get out there and I walk around that property and I pray. And you know what? I'm seeing buildings going up. I love it. It's actually more exciting to imagine it than it is to see it. Let me give you one last story about how you can see with your heart. Paul said over in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. Things that are seen are temporary, but things that aren't seen are eternal. You know, if you stop and meditate on that and think about it, that's a strong passage of Scripture. He says, I'm looking at things that can't be seen. If they can't be seen, why, how's he looking at them? With his heart. And you know, we had a deal where we were in Colorado Springs holding a meeting for our Bible college, and Cindy and Gail were there, and I always get it confused who did what. But anyway, I remember these two were there at that, and I was sitting in a seat just like this. There was a center aisle. It was a hotel. And over here on this side were double doors that were on these springs that when you opened them, they would close slowly. And anyway, we got into the presence of the Lord. Jamie was singing Hallelujah. And it was just powerful. People were just worshiping God. And I had my eyes closed. And in my imagination, just if you said, like, picture a dog in exactly the same way as right now, I've got a picture of a dog that I had. Just like I saw that, I was standing there with my eyes closed, and all of a sudden, I saw Jesus walk in those two doors and just open those doors like that and swing them open and stand inside. And he stood there while those doors just closed behind him. My eyes were closed. I was seeing this in my imagination, in my mind. I saw that happen. And then he stood there for a while and looked around, and then he walked over, and I may get it wrong, but it was either Gail or Cindy. He walked over and just touched one of them, and boom, they fell on the floor like this and just started praising God and worshiping God. And then there was two people in between them, skipped two people, walked over and touched the other one, and they hit their knees and lifted their hands and started worshiping God. And it was so real what I was seeing in my mind's eye that I actually opened my physical eyes to see if I could see it. And when I opened my eyes, those two doors just went bam like that and flew open. But I couldn't see anybody, but I could see the doors open. And then they just slowly closed. And then one of those ladies just hit her face and fell flat on the floor. Was that you, Gail? That was Gail. She just fell flat on her face before the Lord. And then I watched, and in just a moment, here's Cindy, hit her knees and started praising God. Everything I was seeing in my imagination, I saw in the physical, except it was delayed and I couldn't see Jesus. All I could see was the physical things that were happening. I could actually see better in my imagination than I could see with my eyes. I could see it in advance and I could see what was going on behind the scenes. So you know what I did? I closed my eyes. And I just started seeing, and I saw Jesus came over and stood beside me and ministered to me. And then I saw him walk down the aisle and touch people. And I kept my eyes closed because I could see it better on the inside than I could see with my eyes. And after the service was over, I went up to people that I saw him touch. And I said, so what happened? And they'd tell me, and it was exactly what I'd seen in my heart. Some of you think that's weird. That's the way that God made us to be. The way that most people operate is weird. The way that most of us only see what you can see with your eyes is substandard to what God created Adam and Eve to be. He made us to be so much more than what we are. And most of us are going through this life half blind, only seeing with your eyes. And it's just inevitable that you're going to fall over something. You're going to have a problem because we aren't seeing with our heart. If you would get into the presence of God, you can see better with your heart. You can see things in your imagination. Maybe everything tells you your business is going to fail, but in your heart, you've let the Word of God paint a picture and you've got an image on the inside, and you just can't help it. This is what you see. You know, in the natural, if I was to allow myself, or I'm sure there's other people that could come and tell me, you are stupid, 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 stupid for trying to believe for $40 million. You put yourself on the chopping block. You could destroy this whole ministry that you've got. You know what? If I was to sit down and only think with my brain and not think with my heart and let God influence me, I could be intimidated. I could stay up at night, lose sleep, thinking, oh God, how are we going to do this? But the way that God has done things, the way that He's grown me, I can see this. I already see it. I see it. And even though I can't tell you how it's going to come to pass, it will come to pass. You hide and watch. There are some of you sitting right here thinking, oh yeah, sure. Sure, it's going to come to pass. I don't believe it. You don't believe. You don't see the way I see. But you hide and watch. 3 or 4 years from now, we'll have that facility and we'll have these things. And when it happens, if you were going to be honest, you ought to at least say, I was wrong. And you ought to humble yourself and you ought to adopt this mindset. Hopefully you won't have to wait until you can see it with your physical eyes. Hopefully you can see some things with your heart. But you can get to where you live. This is how I live. I see things that I can't see. And because of it, I'm seeing things with my eyes that other people don't see come to pass because I've already conceived it in my imagination. This is how you live. Nobody is as blind as a person who's only using their physical sight and going by what they can see. Nobody is as blind as the person who only says, but the doctor says this. And you are only going by what you see in your body, what you feel in your body. You aren't using everything that God's given you. You need to get to where you see yourself well, where you see yourself doing these things. That's what faith is. Faith is an ability to see things that you can't see. And your imagination, hope is used in that. And I'm telling you, this is powerful. If you are going to fulfill God's will for your life, you've got to have a vision. Where there is no vision, Proverbs 29:28, I believe it is, where there is no vision, the people perish. Many, many people are perishing because they don't have a vision. They don't see anything. They're just stumbling through life. They're like a pinball. You just launch it and it just boing, boing. It depends on what it hits. It just bounces around and, well, I lost my job here and so I put out a resume and they hired me over here and you're just letting circumstances dictate you. You don't have a purpose for your life. You've never heard God say, this is what I've made you for. You've never sat down and conceived it. You aren't sitting in the driver's seat. You're just hanging onto the bumper, getting drugged where life is leading you, beat up along the way.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Fulfill God's Will. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1068C for CD or R3212D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU21 titled Hope and Imagination when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday.
I'd like to encourage you to go visit our website. It's www.awmi.net. And I tell you, I think it's one of the best websites available. And on this website, you can do all kinds of things. You could review your giving and things. Plus, there are hundreds of my teachings that you can get free downloads. Thousands of my television programs available. Thousands of our radio programs available. There's news updates about what's happening through our Bible college students and graduates worldwide. And I tell you, it is just a tremendous place. Plus, I review the guest book nearly daily, and I would love to hear comments. So it's awmi.net.